Prueba de certificación de nivel C2.
Prueba de mediación.
Part 1.
Now you have 1 minute to read the instructions.
You are going to hear a recording. Make notes on the paper provided while listening to it. You will hear the recording twice.
Jane's story starts at a big charity event at a bougie hotel in Beverly Hills. The night is a fundraiser for children with epilepsy. It's held in a grand ballroom with fine china and excessive centerpieces and some of the most powerful producers and executives in Hollywood. This is not Jane's scene. She's there because she's interviewing for a job. A job with a big studio. A job that would be a major leap for her and pay a ton more money than she'd ever made. They'd met with her several times for interviews, and they'd invited her tonight and paid for her ticket as a kind of, you know, fun, looser, let's go do something more social and see how we all hit it off.
I am there to make a great impression on these people. I want to work with them, and I want them to think I'm respectable.
In the ballroom of maybe 500 guests, they're seated at the main table. During dinner, Jane's looking for her opportunity to shine, a moment when they'll get to know her better.
So they get to the auction portion or the fundraiser portion of the evening, and there's a, you know, a person up on stage who's like calling the auction, and they say, all right, let's get things kicked off here.
Jane has an idea. One time, they'd had an auction too, and to surprise her table, as a joke, when they started the bidding, before any of the celebrities that night, Lady Gaga or Angela Bassett or Heidi Klum, could get in a bid, Jane raised her paddle. It was for an item that was tens of thousands of dollars. Jane was broke. Her friends at the table knew she couldn't afford it, but she figured, I'm surrounded by rich people. Someone will absolutely outbid me. And they did. The item went for hundreds of thousands of dollars. Everyone thought it was hilarious. So she looks at this table of CEOs and thinks,
I know how to spice up the evening. Because I've done it before. I'm going to throw my paddle up again, get things cranking, have a funny story for our table to laugh about. And so they open the bidding. And what I hear is we're going to start the bidding out at $25,000. And I shoot my paddle up in the air with the same confidence that, like, it'll get outbid immediately. And then we're moving on. And everybody's like, you're a blast, you know? And I had somehow not heard that this round of bidding was really just, it wasn't something that anyone else could bid on.
It was not an auction at all. It was a pledge.
So it was a $25,000 pledge from the 8 people sitting at my table. It all happened like really quickly. Like after I raised the paddle, they were like, yay. And they put the name of our table and everyone at our table like up on this board. Like there was a large TV screen. And the name of the company I was with and our table number. And I look over and the one person I know best at the table, it looks like he's having a hives, like an attack. Oh my God, Jane, what did you just do? They all just stared at me and were like, how are you going to fix this for our table?
Right. So part of the panic is like, if I don't stop this, I'm going to have to pay $25,000.
Yeah, because I said I would. What if there's no way out of this and I have to like max out all my credit cards? Okay, because I don't have an auction experience also. I'm like, can you take it back?
She decides to try. At the other end of this giant ballroom, there's an exit. Jane thinks there will be people in charge there. They can help me. So she bolts up out of her chair and heads there fast as she can. Jane rushes over and explains it's all a mistake. I don't have money. The woman is surprisingly understanding.
I was like, well, I just need to, like, I take it back. Like, I can't spend that money. And she's like, okay. And I said, thank you. Okay. And then I walked back into the ballroom and I'm looking up at the leaderboard, essentially, of all the pledges. And we're at the top. And then it disappears. Like, right as I walk back in the room, it felt like a spotlight was turned on. And everyone knows that I just took $25,000 away from this charity.
But of course, it wasn't Jane's name that was on the screen. It was the company's, the one she's hoping to work for. The night ends. She doesn't get the job. And she has it on pretty good authority that the decision boiled down to her big mistake that night. This stings. But that's not the crux of what that night did to her.
It has actually changed a lot about how I act in public. Like, I'm just much more self-conscious after that.
I'd honestly never thought of embarrassment as being helpful to anyone. But Jane's glad this happened to her. She says her ego is smaller now. And overall, she observes more, never wants to be the center of attention.
Now, listen again.
Jane's story starts at a big charity event at a bougie hotel in Beverly Hills. The night is a fundraiser for children with epilepsy. It's held in a grand ballroom with fine china and excessive centerpieces and some of the most powerful producers and executives in Hollywood. This is not Jane's scene. She's there because she's interviewing for a job with a big studio. A job that would be a major leap for her and pay a ton more money than she'd ever made. They'd met with her several times for interviews, and they'd invited her tonight and paid for her ticket as a kind of, you know, fun, looser, let's go do something more social and see how we all hit it off.
I am there to make a great impression on these people. I want to work with them, and I want them to think I'm respectable.
In the ballroom of maybe 500 guests, they're seated at the main table. During dinner, Jane's looking for her opportunity to shine. A moment when they'll get to know her better.
So they get to the auction portion or the fundraiser portion of the evening, and there's a, you know, a person up on stage who's like calling the auction, and they say, all right, let's get things kicked off here.
Jane has an idea. One time, they'd had an auction too, and to surprise her table, as a joke, when they started the bidding, before any of the celebrities that night, Lady Gaga or Angela Bassett or Heidi Klum, could get in a bid, Jane raised her paddle. It was for an item that was tens of thousands of dollars. Jane was broke. Her friends at the table knew she couldn't afford it. But she figured, I'm surrounded by rich people. Someone will absolutely outbid me. And they did. The item went for hundreds of thousands of dollars. Everyone thought it was hilarious. So she looks at this table of CEOs and thinks,
I know how to spice up the evening because I've done it before. I'm going to throw my paddle up again, get things cranking, have a funny story for our table to laugh about. And so they open the bidding. And what I hear is we're going to start the bidding out at $25,000. And I shoot my paddle up in the air with the same confidence that, like, it'll get outbid immediately. And then we're moving on. And everybody's like, you're a blast, you know? And I had somehow not heard that this round of bidding was really just, it wasn't something that anyone else could bid on.
It was not an auction at all. It was a pledge.
So it was a $25,000 pledge from the 8 people sitting at my table. It all happened like really quickly. Like after I raised the paddle, they were like, yay. And they put the name of our table and everyone at our table like up on this board. Like there was a large TV screen. And the name of the company I was with and our table number. And I look over and the one person I know best at the table, it looks like he's having a hives, like an attack. Oh my God, Jane, what did you just do? They all just stared at me and were like, how are you going to fix this for our table?
Right. So part of the panic is like, if I don't stop this, I'm going to have to pay $25,000.
Yeah, because I said I would. What if there's no way out of this and I have to like max out all my credit cards? Okay, because I don't have an auction experience also. I'm like, can you take it back?
She decides to try. At the other end of this giant ballroom, there's an exit. Jane thinks there will be people in charge there. They can help me. So she bolts up out of her chair and heads there fast as she can.
Jane rushes over and explains it's all a mistake. I don't have money. The woman is surprisingly understanding.
What do you want me to do? I was like, well, I just need to, like, I take it back. Like, I can't spend that money. And she was like, okay. And I said, thank you. Okay. And then I walk back into the ballroom and I'm looking up at the leaderboard, essentially, of all the pledges. And we're at the top. And then it disappears. Like, right as I walk back in the room, it felt like a spotlight was turned on. And everyone knows that I just took $25,000 away from this charity.
But of course, it wasn't Jane's name that was on the screen. It was the company's, the one she's hoping to work for. The night ends. She doesn't get the job. And she has it on pretty good authority that the decision boiled down to her big mistake that night. This stings. But that's not the crux of what that night did to her.
It has actually changed a lot about how I act in public. Like, I'm just much more self-conscious after that.
I'd honestly never thought of embarrassment as being helpful to anyone. But Jane's glad this happened to her. She says her ego is smaller now. And overall, she observes more, never wants to be the center of attention.